Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday, the, good question, 11th, I think, of June today. It's a little before 8:30 in the morning, and I've just got down to the allotment to do a few jobs and a few chores. It's sort of that time of the year where it's a constant battle to do some weeding and keep on top of things while, you know, crops grow, basically. I've just been having a look round, and it's looking very good, but plenty of weeds and a few other things that I need to have a little bit more of a look at, like the lettuce crop that I sowed the seed of about 3 or 4 weeks ago now, maybe even a little bit longer than that, maybe even as long as 5 or 6 weeks ago. Just haven't done anything. No, not a single seed has germinated, so I'm not sure quite what's going on there. Fortunately, I've got some other lettuce that I sowed quite a while ago that's still cropping well, but I do need the other lettuce in quick, otherwise I won't have a continuous supply. There'll be a gap, and then we'll actually have to go to the shops and buy some, which wouldn't be quite what we would normally do. I'm afraid I don't have any exciting news. Certainly there are no snakes in my shed, nor do I have a fancy new energy meter, which did remind me I have to actually do the whole tariff thing as well, because ours has come to an end, so I need to sort that out. I love the way they put you on the most expensive tariff, not the cheapest. Sorry, if you had a choice, what would you do? And I'm afraid, unlike Nancy, I haven't left home either. It seems to have been all go on my Twitter and Audioboo feeds the last 24 hours, whereas mine has been quite mundane. I have had a fairly chaotic time on the trains this week. On Monday, there were problems with the signals coming back from London, and at one point I actually thought I'd got on the wrong train. When I'd got on, I'd been talking to a colleague on the phone, so I was only kind of half listening to the announcements. And I thought at the time, yeah, this is the train I need to be on. So, but anyway, as we pulled out of London and we started to travel south, I was looking out the window thinking, I don't recognise any of these landscape features, and I certainly don't recognise this station. This isn't the route we normally go. Evidently, it was the signalling problems that meant trains coming out of London were having to take a slightly more circuitous route than they would normally to get round and down to my part of the world. So it was all right after a while, but it was a moment there where I thinking, okay, I'm on the wrong train. I'm not quite sure where we're going to end up. But yeah, that all worked out in the end. And then I think on Thursday night, there were similar problems, and ended up getting a lift home with a colleague, because there were no trains running. They were all stuck somewhere north of, well, very far north between London and Woking, for those people who have good geography for this part of the world, due to somebody nicking the signalling cabling, which apparently is copper and worth quite a lot of money, so people go out and steal it, because hard times are hard. And then yesterday there were problems because someone unfortunately had been hit by a train at Southampton, so that was causing a bit of chaos. So all in all, of the 5 days this week, three of them have been a bit of a experience getting to and from work or wherever I happen to have been working. Next week I'm hoping for better. Obviously there is those certain things that are beyond the control of the rail companies, but certainly it's not pleasant when you, I think for some people on Thursday night, spending upwards of 6 hours just sitting on a train waiting with no refreshments and, you know, so on. So not good, particularly, you know, if you don't like trains that much. Anyway, I think that's about it. I am going to now go and do some stuff on the allotment. Certainly got raspberries and gooseberries to pick again. I think I posted a photo of the crop last week, and we've definitely got a similar level of crop this week, so that's good. And I've also got sweet corn plants to put in. So I'm going to go off and do that. I hope wherever you are, you're having a good weekend. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.